Yeah, totally ready.
Okay, so
let's go here.
Go ahead. Introduce and remember or mention where you are.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay.
Excuse me. All right. Hey there. This is Zach Sweet. I'm here with Araya Fine.
Hey.
And we're not in the same place. Araya's in Nashville, Tennessee, and I'm at Islands of Adventure in Orlando, Florida.
Woohoo!
Yeah, we're spending a weekend at the theme parks today. We went to Universal Studios, and now we're at Islands of Adventure. And yesterday we actually hit Magic Kingdom up.
Nice.
So I'm walking right now through the Lost Continent, and we're headed towards the Spider-Man ride, and I thought it'd be a good time to podcast.
Very nice.
Good buddy, Araya Fine.
So,
what are we going to talk about today?
Today I wanted to talk a little bit about Martin Luther King Day, which was Monday. We celebrated his life, and then also wanted to maybe, if we have time, talk about some fair trade and just about being conscious consumers.
Gotcha.
Kind of dialoguing some thoughts on that. So, yeah, you want to start it off talking about some things that you heard maybe related to Martin Luther King Day?
Yeah, absolutely. Martin Luther King Day was, almost a week ago. And I work at a school, and it's a federal holiday, so I actually got the day off, which in itself was a blessing, just to have a day off.
Yeah.
But also, Martin Luther King Day, obviously, is a memorial day to remember the life and, accomplishments of Martin Luther King Jr., who I was thinking about is one of, one of the great heroes of America. I was thinking about that because I was wondering how much other people around the world know of Martin Luther King. We know of Gandhi. Do they know Martin Luther King? That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Do you know about that? Is he kind of a well-known world figure?
I think so. I haven't really checked into it. I will tell you, we have a roommate from Austria, and he definitely knew who Martin Luther King was.
Okay.
So that's my insight from the global community at the moment.
Well, that works.
Yeah, so.
Good guy, really, really cared passionately about justice, and fighting injustice, and the incredible injustice that our country was laying upon the African-American community. He's a great guy, so we honor him with happy birthday with Martin Luther King Day.
Yeah.
But, I did kind of run up against some negative stuff about that day that I heard from other people, and I was actually just kind of really offended by it.
Uh-huh. So tell me about some comments.
Well, I was talking to a friend of mine, and, then he also mentioned, oh, this day's coming up. Are you excited about Famous Black Person Day? And he said it kind of jokingly around, and instantly I was offended, and I was like, well, what do you mean? He's like, yeah, Famous Black Man Day, it'll be fun, we'll hang out. And I started arguing with him right there, and I couldn't even put my finger on it at the time why I found that offensive.
Uh-huh.
For him to refer to Martin Luther King Day as Famous Black Man Day.
Yeah.
And he definitely didn't understand that. I think he felt, fine saying it, and he'll say it again.
Uh-huh.
But I just think that is a horrible way to look at this day and what it stands for.
Yeah. Yeah.
We just made a holiday to throw a bone to the black community and said, like, here, pick someone who's famous, who's black, and we'll give them a holiday.
Yeah.
If in order for a black person to have a holiday, he has to be very conscious of the fact that he's black. We don't say, happy white man's, blah, blah, blah. I mean, but if it's a black person's Memorial Day, then we have to mention that he's black. The Martin Luther King, did amazing things, not just for the African-American community, but for the country as a whole, because he, brought rights to oppressed group, you know, and that's something that all of us can, you know, be excited about and celebrate.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know, what do you think of that statement, Arash?
Yeah, no, I totally agree. Like, when you first had mentioned it to me, it, you know, it definitely is the kind of thing that just kind of gets a fire in your gut, and you're just like, that's wrong, you know, and I do agree, like, what just what you were saying about, like, it, the qualifier of, like, a black person, like, that's the, you know, that's what made Martin Luther King special or something. It's just a sad thing, in my mind, for somebody to be so naive as to say it like that.
Yeah.
I mean, you pick, you know, July 4th is Independence Day. It's not Independence Day. It's white person Independence Day. And if you're going to, I mean, like, and that's true. You know, like, I could say that, and that's accurate, because it wasn't Independence Day for the Indians, you know, the Native Americans who lived here. It wasn't Independence Day for the people who were brought over from Africa as slaves, you know? And so, like, but to say that Martin Luther King Day is black person, you know, like, famous black person day is way off. It's way off the mark, you know? Martin Luther King was all about, you know, the rights of oppressed people, and it wasn't just, I mean, he was outspoken against Vietnam. He was a person for, like, really promoted living wages, you know, like, for poor people. So, I mean, he was a beacon of just kind of, he just led a movement that was happening, or helped lead it, to care for the needs of people, you know, and that's something worth celebrating. But I agree, because I had somebody mention, I had folks listen to the I Have a Dream speech. You know, it's his most famous speech, not necessarily his most powerful, but it's, I mean, it's an amazingly powerful speech. Probably, if you go to, there's a site called, like, 100 Famous American Speeches or something, and it's definitely probably the most famous, I would say. And so it's really powerful, and so, but somebody mentioned, you know, like, I don't want to hear or I want to hear a white person speech or something like that. Like, the idea that, like, there's this qualifier, you know, like...
Someone said that to you?
Yeah, yeah. By a white guy or something like that. You know, like, just this idea that, like, you know, that what the I Have a Dream speech was about, like, a push for African-American rights, you know, civil rights. But, like, to recognize, you know, I mean, he says, Martin Luther King says in that, you know, famous speech, of this famous line, injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere, you know? And this idea that, like, when there is injustice, you know, nobody is safe.
Totally, and he says that his dream is rooted in the American dream, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
That bothers me, too. Like, I listened to the I Have a Dream speech on Martin Luther King Day.
Uh-huh.
And I started it really casually. Like, I was just kind of like, oh, that'd be fun to listen to today, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And I wasn't really that engaged in it when I first started listening to it. But as I was listening to it, honestly, like, I wasn't even trying to, but I was swept up in the emotion of it. And, like, like, you know, the hair on my arm started tingling, and I just started just feeling, like, myself swept up into the passion of that speech. And it's such a beautiful speech.
Yeah.
And, I loved it. Like, you can just, it's one of, probably the best speech I've ever heard, as far as just, you know, just making you completely just, you know, go along with it. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, you have to think, when you think about it, and, like, I think the speech became all the more powerful. I know a lady, Dr. Jackson, who, she was, like, 12 or 14, and was at Washington, D.C. when, King gave that speech, you know, and to know somebody who was personally there gives it even more of a power. But, like that's one of the few speeches that I can pinpoint that, like ignited a movement, you know?
Yeah.
I was thinking about, like, you know, if I was going to give some friends, like, a couple of CDs with speeches or, like, sermons or things that I thought, you know, really moved me, there's a good handful of them out there, you know? But that's the only one that, like, I can be like, you know, listen to this one made a movement. You know, like, I've heard famous sermons, but, like, none of them kind of ushered in, like, a extreme movement, you know, that I can recall.
Yeah.
So.
And, I mean, sorry, it's loud here. it helps that Dr. King was such a passionate speaker.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he really sold the speech, too.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So, Yeah, I think if anything, you know, like Martin Luther King Day is a good day. I think at least for people to mention it, to bring up his life and legacy and stuff. And I think the important thing, and like this is something interesting. I wrote an article for Relevant Magazine. He's getting loud over there. I wrote an article for Relevant I'm going to pause Zach for a minute. I wrote an article for Relevant Magazine about, and the title was Already Forgotten, and just the idea that like that Martin Luther King's life and legacy and the things that he was about and the things that the Civil Rights Movement were about, that dream isn't complete yet. And that we, you know, if we're going to talk about it, we should be a part of it. And that and that as a part of that movement, like we have an obligation to be a part of it. And it's interesting. On Relevant Magazine, it was on the front page of relevantmagazines.com, the website, for only 3 days. And then they put out like a series of other articles, and quickly it was gone. So it was just one of the, it was ironic that the title, Already Forgotten, it was one of the quickest times I've seen an article move off the front page to the, you know, back into the archives, you know, of any
That's really interesting.
Yeah, so not like they meant to. I think Relevance, you know, okay, I don't think there was a conspiracy against the day, but it was just kind of ironic.
Yeah, so. Definitely.
Are you through the noise-making masses?
What's that?
It was pretty loud there for a minute, but we cleared that up.
Oh. So,
sorry to our listeners.
I was walking by the music.
Nice, nice.
I'm right outside the frozen ice shop.
Nice.
I can see Wolverine and Cyclops. Yeah, Storm and Rogue.
Cool.
Anyway, let's take a quick break, okay?
Okay. Little music break. Zach never did return after the break, and so we leave you today with those thoughts on MLK. Stay tuned next week. We'll be talking about Bible translations. Hope you enjoy this edition of Trying to Follow Podcast. This is your host, Uriah Fine. Zach Swee has already signed off, and have a great day.